the market, well, it keeps getting to record highs and flirting and looking like it can't have any problems. But we know the trouble exists. Right now, we're going looking for it. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we look at, well, problems. That's what we're going looking for, because at New Constructs, they have a methodology that is discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. Because when people work their way from the top down, sometimes they look at numbers and they think,
hello, sexy.
And yet those numbers, they don't look as good when you dig in.
I'm not as attractive as I think I am.
It is possible. And when that happens, something is misleading. And if it's working against you, it's dangerous. If you want to learn how they do it, and if you want to also see their list of most attractive stocks and not just the dangerous ones, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more information on the things you hear us talk about. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck.
David joins me on the Gainbridge Hotline. The multi-year guaranteed annuity available through Gainbridge offers competitive rates starting at 2.3%. Whether planning for retirement or saving for a specific target like a home or college, Gainbridge can help you achieve your goals. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Sweet Green IPO.
Danger, danger.
The Sweet Green IPO. This is another one that out of the box looks bad to you. What's going on here?
Chuck, how wide can the moat be around a salad making business? Tell me. I'm starting a salad business. You want to invest?
Just hearing it put that way, the answer is no. No, I don't.
Hey, I'm going to put it right next to my lemonade stand, so it's guaranteed a lot of traffic. You sure you don't want
to? Maybe I'm still thinking about it, David. So since we have a couple of minutes left to fill, what else is making you think that Sweet Green, which is ticker SG, is such a bad idea?
I mean, it's a bad idea on the face of it. I mean, it's a bad idea as a business. It's a horrendous idea. It's an insult to bring this to the public markets. This is grift, Wall Street grift at some of its worst. And the valuation is absolutely absurd. I mean, I think it's coming out at around $24 a share. We think maybe four. It probably should be zero. We always hate to say zero, Chuck. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and a lot of these companies have, as you know, negative economic book values, and that is the case with this Sweet Green. So we don't really understand how it ever, we don't think it has any value. But even if you give it some somewhat reasonable projections, you know, the best we can get to is $4 a share. And that's if they do as well as Shake Shack, which, again, it's just a burger business, but it's a little bit more of a niche. I mean, you know how it is. Like in big cities, every deli had a salad making offering. I mean, there's just nothing unique about this. And so it's coming out really expensive and it's not making any money. It may never make money. And if it does, it's going to be a very small amount of money. And the equity value here for IPO investors, I think, honestly, this could go close to zero, if not zero, go bankrupt. So,
but how does this get this far along without somebody saying, you know, the emperor has no clothes?
I mean, how did Uber and Lyft, right? I mean, look, those businesses haven't made money either, and they may never will make money either.
But they're still widely used, and they're not widely ridiculed. You may not like the business model, but you see yourself going. I can see our audience members, if they've never heard of Sweet Green before and they happen to have one near them, going, hey, I got to go check it out. Maybe that's more likely, right? But checking it out once is very different from going back. You don't have to like Uber or Lyft's profitability to say, I'm going to call an Uber or get a Lyft when I'm in a city and I need a ride.
You don't have to like any company's profitability, right? I mean, as long as it's a good price and you're getting it below cost, it's a great deal. And that could be the same case for Sweet Green. And they could be sustained in being able to stay in business for a long time if they're able to continue to raise capital in the same way that Uber and Lyft have, right? Those are money-losing businesses. And Wall Street loves them because Wall Street makes money helping them sell capital. So, I mean, your point really is like, you know, there seems to be some real utility for Uber and Lyft. But then there was real utility in taxi cabs. And there could be real utility in the salad making business, but there was real utility when the delis in New York were doing the same thing too. The point is, it's not really a profitable business model. It may look sexy. And I think the reason it gets to where it is because somewhere along the line, some big private equity guys put money behind it and they got their buddies to put money behind it. And now they need to dump it on the market, the public markets, in order to make a profit. If they have to keep this thing on their balance sheet in the same way it looked like SoftBank was going to have to keep WeWork on their balance sheet, they're going to have to take a big loss. And remember with WeWork, SoftBank had it, we're going to sell it for $70 billion and ended up marking it down to $4 billion on their own balance sheet when the IPO got put back to them. It's all about these private equity guys trying to basically make a buck selling it off to the public.
What's the stupid money risk here?
I don't think there is much, really. It's a great question, but we don't see, like, who wants to buy it?
Well,
like, what, you
know, I mean,
Chipotle?
Well, that would be the question. Is there some other franchise that says, hey, I could expand and have a healthy eating company, which I think is what you consider Sweetgreen if you don't go, it's a salad restaurant. You instead say it's a healthy eating company, that's what you wind up holding it to. Nobody?
No, I mean, because they all have that, right? Like, they all have healthy eating. Like, you know, Subway does salads. Chipotle does bowls. Wendy does salads. McDonald's does salads, right? They've all been able to add. That's the other thing. All these fast casual guys can add a salad. They can add salad to the offering mix. Sweetgreen's not doing anything special that no one else can do.
There's talk that this could raise $360 million at the IPO. If that happens, that means it's valued coming out at $25 a share. You think zero?
I think zero. I mean, the best we can come up with is four. If they do as well as Shake Shack. And that's also better margins. They grow as fast as Shake Shack and have better margins. Right now, their margin is -57%, right? And if we give them credit for getting to a 4% margin this year, 7% next year, 10% after that, and then grow at 16%, two times the industry average for about a decade, they're worth $4 a share.
It's hard to not laugh. It's a -57% margin. When you look at that, you got to go, what are you selling? Oh, because you're selling lettuce. Because you're selling salads. Healthy eating, maybe. Healthy investing, no. Sweetgreen, ticker symbol SG, right out of the box via the IPO. It's heading for trouble, and that's why David Trainer just put it in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about what they do, and it's not just stocks and IPOs and pre-IPOs, they do mutual funds and ETFs and more, check out newconstructs.com. Make sure you look for the most attractive and most dangerous list. And yes, if you want more details on anything we talk here, you want to dig in and see how they come to the calculations and get more information on the ratios, it's all there because they blog about their danger zone picks. We're heading for home on the Monday, November 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, Eric Marshall, president of the Hodges Funds, will be here talking stocks in the market call.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.